Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. And we have got a full house today. Liz Corbett from the Orange County Wine Society is with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Manny Alvarez, SoCal Sidelines. We're going to talk high school sports. Welcome.
Glad to be on.
And Robert Mott will be checking in with us. I don't know if he's coming in from San Francisco or Taipei. We never know where we're going to find Robert, but he'll be checking in as it is Wine Wednesday. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that number you call anytime for assistance. When you call the number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, and I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, it is another beautiful day on Ron Siegel Radio. So we are celebrating and obviously having beaten anorexia today. I will be celebrating National Gumdrop Day. Anything that looks good to eat, you know that I will celebrate that at any given time. I kind of enjoy the idea of what I get to eat on a regular basis. So that's a little bit of fun for me right there. I'll turn this mic down. I got a little feedback there. I don't know. Maybe it's the hollowness of my head that might be coming through. I'm not sure. Checking the markets right now. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 76 points. We continue the run there. Oil down 21 cents a barrel. The 10-year Treasury at 2.499. There are some senior citizens that are a little bit happy about that because those people that are living off of their fixed income, at least that's a little bit better money there for them. Why is all this happening? Well, January retail sales up 0.4% from December. The consensus was an increase of 0.11%. You get rid of the volatile auto component, retail sales were up 0.8%, double the consensus. December numbers revised higher. January CPI was up. Industrial production was down, and who knows what this New York Empire State Regional Index is. And really, to be honest with you, who cares? Federal Reserve Janet Yellen back on the hot seat again, now talking that maybe we only need one or two rate hikes this year. I told you this yesterday. It's amazing. And this is just coming out this morning that she's making these comments. The best thing you can do with Janet Yellen is ignore her. She told us in 2015 we were going to get three rate hikes. We got one. In 2016, she said we were going to get three rate hikes. We got one. They said they're going to get three rate hikes this year. Do you think we should listen? Does history repeat itself? I don't know, but to me, it's just, you know, if you keep following the same guidance, if I keep giving you the wrong information day after day, would you continue to tune in? Just a question, and people still doing that with Miss Yellen. Unbelievable. Watching the news right there, there's only one thing. Apparently, the Main Street media only has one topic to cover. We are watching what's happening with the administration. We get the Trump News Network. Of course, that's every news network. But what happened to people thinking? Did we lose that concept in America that people don't think for themselves? Now, we're listening to all of this nonsense about General Flynn. And him having conversations, rightly so, with some of his counterparts during the transition. He apparently spoke to about 30 different ambassadors, heads of state, or representatives of different countries. 30. But we're focused in the media on Russia. Now, think about this. General Flynn obviously became a general in the United States military, very, very highly decorated. And then he led the intelligence department for the defense. Do you think he might have had a clue who our country eavesdrops on? Do you think he knew that when he was talking to the ambassador of Russia that there could have been people listening? Do you think he knew that there might be transcripts? Obviously, he knew all of this stuff. So you think he really was saying anything that shouldn't be said over an unsecure line? Think about these things. With the media, well, we've got to have a investigation into this. Well, you know something? I'm a contrarian here. So I'm going to say maybe we should get Jill Stein to lead this whole investigation. Jill Stein, do you remember that name? Yeah, she's the one that wanted all the recounts because she didn't think she got a fair shake when she only got 1% of the vote. I don't know if she thought she was going to come up with another 40% or something, what that might be, but I'll give her that. But when she went and got all of her recounts, we found out that there were more votes for Mr. Trump than they had originally counted. I think if she leaves this investigation into Flynn, maybe we'll get to the real crux of the issue. Who is leaking national intelligence secrets? You have a person that's going to be heading the national security, okay? You have the president of the United States speaking with the leader of Mexico and with Australia, yet those transcripts are leaked. Who do you think's doing that stuff? Maybe that's what we need to get underneath. We'll figure that out. Very interesting concept. Moving right along, they just never learn. It's amazing how some of these loons in Hollywood, they just never learn that nobody really cares what they have to say anymore. We talked about this yesterday. Do you remember our conversation yesterday when we were talking about who is the number one recording artist on iTunes and who the number one selling artist is on Amazon just for the day? I don't know how long it's going to last or if it might even be over already. But it was the young lady who decided to wear the Trump outfit, the Make America Great Again with Trump on the train to the Grammys. Now, I didn't watch the Grammys. I've told you that before. I don't watch that propaganda. Couldn't care less about what those loons have to say. Most of them couldn't put together a coherent sentence if they had to. That's why they've got writers for them. But here's the concept here. Joy Vila got a ton of publicity, and just like with Chick-fil-A and just like with Hobby Lobby, America votes with their pocketbook. Well, now they're at it again, so they want to push Toby Keith out of some country music festivals in Naperville, Illinois. Now, I don't know why Toby Keith wants to go to Illinois anyway. People get shot there. But the idea here is they want to push him out because he performed at the inauguration. Now, think about this logically. Now, he didn't make any commentary. He said he was more than happy to perform at the inauguration of President Obama, perform at the inauguration of President Trump. He didn't care. He said it was American. It was an honor to be asked. Love that concept. He's out there with the troops all the time. But you get these people in Naperville that are that way. And then you get the other intellectual geniuses. I'm not sure. Maybe they're going to win a Nobel Prize. That would be LeGarrette Blount. Now, LeGarrette Blount, you got to remember him. He's the idiot football player that decided to cold cock somebody when they weren't looking. He punched him in the face on national television. Genius. You got Martellus Bennett, Chris Long, Alan Brandt, Devin McCarty, and I don't know, some others from the New England Patriots that say they're not going to go to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl victory. Now, think about this. Chris Long had to take a pay cut from the Rams, go to the Patriots, because he didn't know if he'd ever win a Super Bowl in his life. Just the thought, he may never have an opportunity to meet a president of the United States again in his life either, because he's not that important. You know, maybe in football, maybe he means something, maybe he doesn't, but that's the opportunity of a lifetime. I said many times when President Obama was here, I did not agree with any of President Obama's politics. He was the president of the United States. You show respect. When he's here for the graduation ceremonies for UC Irvine, if I had been a way of going to that ceremony, I would have been there in a heartbeat. He was the president of the United States. I took the opportunity to listen to a speech from President Clinton, President Nixon when he was alive, President Ford. Anytime you have an opportunity, there's only been 45 of these people, folks. So if you have an opportunity, you take it. Just a thought. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, it is Wine Wednesday. We will be chatting wine, and we're going to do a lot of wine chat today. We're also going to talk about high school athletics. The playoffs are here, so we'll chat about that as well. Great news about rising prices for homeowners. Hours of work needed to pay rent in 15 cities. Rules for lending money to family and friends, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our order number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com. facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, brought to you by friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, they've got every product you could need, even the down payment assistance, so you don't have to make a down payment at all. Think about that concept. Obviously, the veterans, they've earned it. We appreciate their service. They don't make down payments. They've got a VA loan that's a great, great product. But the rest of us, for the most part, we have to make some sort of a down payment. Yes, I know it's an average 6% for first-time home buyers, 6%. Don't think about 20. But the hours you need to work to pay rent in 15 of the largest cities is our topic today. And ever feel like you went up away from looking under the sofa cushions to gobble up together your next rent payment? I know I've talked to some people that are that way. You're probably not alone. In the past studies, we've highlighted where rent payments are gobbling up the majority of residents' incomes. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit. How many hours does it take in some of the major cities to cover your rent? Well, Los Angeles, you're the number one in the country. It takes, are you ready for this? 87.7 hours per month to pay your average $1,200 a month rent. because our average income is $13.78 per hour. San Jose is number two at 162 hours of work per month. And that's for 84 hours end up going to rent. 1886 is their average median income, median hourly income. Unfortunately, the rent there, $15.85 a month. I'm not sure. We'll have to, it's not Robert's expertise, but I don't know if you can find rent in San Jose for $1,585. It might be that you're in the garage for that. New York City is third, where places are probably saying the rent is too high. Workers in New York earn an average hourly rate of $15.74 in order to make enough to pay the rent. The average is New York, $1,255 per month. I got to wonder about this report, but it is on smartassets.com, so they might have some insight that I don't know about. A lot of people have insight I don't know about. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Red, red wine means it is time for our weekly chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. What part of the world are you checking in from this time?
Hey, I'm actually in the San Francisco Bay Area today, so I'm kind of relatively close to home as it goes compared to where I have been the last week or so.
Absolutely. So you got, assuming you got home in time for Valentine's Day, and I thought that now, maybe we should talk about red and white. It goes with Valentine's. Maybe we have some people have a Valentine's hangover. The question might be, can you grow red grapes and white grapes together?
You know, that's a great question. It's one that I'd actually never heard that question before. And, you know, when we were kind of preparing for our weekly call, you know, I thought this one came up, and I thought this was something that people might be somewhat interested in, because I was actually actually learned something here a little bit, because it's such something I never thought about. You know, you have, as we said, Valentine's Day just happened, but, you know, domesticated grapevines really aren't the most romantic of plants. They are hermaphrodites. They self-pollinate. So, you know, the wine business is romantic, but the grapevines really aren't. So anyway, what that means is when the flowers set,
especially in February, pollinate. The grapevines are not really romantic.
Oh, not at all. But it means the flowers set, they pollinate themselves to become grapes without the help of the birds or the bees. And they were developed this way really so they would grow very consistently, and we get a very consistent fruit product out of it to make great wine. And you know, some of this is related to the fact that, you know, most grapevines, the rootstock is grown separately from the fruit-producing shoots that are grafted onto it as well. So it all kind of works together that way. You know, of course, if you had grapevines that you planted from seed, in other words, you had some, maybe you had some Cabernet seeds and you nurtured them in the ground for, you know, the number of years it would take to get a vine, you probably would see a little bit more traditional plant reproduction happening. But, of course, then you would get the risk of that cross-pollination. So you really don't have to worry about today growing red grapes and white grapes together, because they really just don't care who their neighbor is at all. So I thought it was an interesting piece of information there.
That is interesting. Now, one that might not affect you or I, because my wine doesn't last long enough. But the question I would pose is, mold on wine bottles is something we need to worry about, and what's the best way to clean it if it does happen?
Yeah, this is something that does happen to some people. You know, obviously, Ron, it's not something that you or I typically have to worry about, because I think I mentioned this before, but something about a rolling stone gathers no moss, or in this case, a wine bottle drunk gathers no mold. but, you know, wine cellars are supposed to be humid, you know, so, you know, unfortunately, sometimes mold happens in a wine cellar. That said, if you get that situation, you might want to check to make sure that your target humidity is about 70%. Which you can probably get down there in Orange County where you live. In the desert, you know, where I live at least half the time, it's a little more difficult to get that high humidity within your wine cellar. But more than that, 70% really is unnecessary and possibly can result in a bit of a mess. But, you know, if you get a little bit of mold on your bottles, and typically this happens on, you know, around the capsule or inside the capsule on the, you know, the top of the bottle between the capsule and the cork. But if you get that, to clean the bottle, get a soft brush or a clean soft cloth and just rub it a little bit while the cloth is dry. But a little bit of water won't hurt either. Just make sure you dry it off completely again, just to, not to provide a, you know, further encouragement from further mold. But unfortunately, once the mold gets into, like, the paper label, there's not much you can do to remove the mold from the paper. So it's going to stay there as well. So I'd say just do your best to clean it off, a little bit of water, that'll be fine. Mold typically won't damage the wine inside the bottle. I've had some people concerned about this in the past. I've seen this on champagne bottles when you pull the foil off and there's been some mold between the foil and on the cork. And people were very concerned that perhaps there was something wrong with the bottle. No, you know, the wine usually has a really good seal there, and mold typically won't damage what's inside. So it's not really necessary to be really, really aggressive with your cleaning of that. One thing I would always recommend avoiding is using any bleach or chlorine product around in a wine-related environment. And the reason for that is chlorine is one of those key components in the TCA equation, and that's what gives you corked wine or corky wine, that wet dog smell and all that kind of bad things that happen with that. So if you're really frustrated and you want to get something a little stronger, a little dilute isopropyl alcohol, rubbing alcohol, or a little bit of white vinegar and hot water typically will do the trick to get most of the mold off there. Generally, mold won't harm your wine. It just can be a mess in your cellar.
Heck, just take the label off. Take the lid thing, whatever you were calling that, off. Clean it. Take the cork out. Drink it, and don't worry about it.
That's the best way. Just don't let the mold accumulate to begin with. Just pull that capsule off. Yank the cork out, and Get a couple of nice piece of stemware there to enjoy it with, and I think then mold is not a problem.
Absolutely. So we've got two business issues to chat with you about. First one I want to get your thoughts on: Cameron Hughes Winery. Is it going away, or I know there's some bankruptcy issues. What's the story there?
Yeah, this happened about a month or two ago. Cameron Hughes ran into financial problems, and it was recently sold in bankruptcy court in receivership, essentially, to Vintage Wine Estates. Vintage Wine Estates basically is I call it a roll-up company. They're essentially rolling up various brands that have either been in trouble, or the founders wanted to cash out. Or there are various reasons behind it. But there's some well-known brands besides Cameron Hughes that have been bought by Vintage Wine Estates. B.R. Cohn, the famous people that actually, I think they were the producers for the, I want to say Grateful Dead, but that's not it. Oh, that's just tip my tongue. But anyway, a great music group, but I can't think of the name now. Clopega, Cosentino, Girard, Swanson, and Vianza. So Cameron Hughes has plenty of company there, but it was a little bit different, Cameron Hughes, because it's not just because it was named after a person, but a lot of people are very familiar with that brand because they've seen it in Costco, and so it actually gathered a lot of momentum. Cameron Hughes was very successful just a bit more than a decade ago. When a lot of premium wineries found themselves with a glut of wine grapes. And so he basically established a system where he would buy quality wine that the wineries couldn't sell, and then relabel it and sell it under his own label. And then he had that relationship with Costco. And so a lot of times he had really good wine, really good juice sources, essentially. And then he had that great marketing relationship with Costco, and so his brand actually picked up a lot of momentum. But he made a very lean operation, low prices, obviously, and he had this system of labeling wine by lot numbers. So like Cameron Hughes Lot 47, Diamond Mountain Cab, things like that. So he would he So he actually gained a lot of momentum there. But he ran into some problem there. You know, he tried to expand his brand into the more traditional three-tier system where you have, you know, winery, distributor, a retailer, which is what way most alcohol sales are set up. So he ended up doing some bulk wine sales in the supermarkets, but he ended up with a bit too much bank debt, you know, as some businesses do, and had limited access to the capital markets and wasn't really able to pay it off, and that's how it ended up in receivership. So it's one of those things where he had a great business model, tried to expand it, and the expansion didn't quite work out the way he wanted it to work out. So good news is the brand's been saved or maintained by the Vintage Wine Estates Group, and we'll be very curious to see how that works out going forward.
Kind of the old story of wine, the wine business, the winemakers, the best way to make a small fortune in wine is to start out with a large fortune.
That is a truism. It's not just one of those things we say as a joke, but it is quite true. As we know, the wine business is a business of passion, like most business as well, but people tend to be a little bit more passionate about it, and sometimes they can overreach a little bit as a result of that passion and commitment to their business. But
One other quick topic in here, Robert. I know we've seen a lot of problems up there north of you in Oroville. That going to have any effect on Napa and the wine world?
Not currently. I think that's one of the things we kind of keep a sharp eye out for. It's like, I think we talked a few weeks ago about this time of year, the grapevines being dormant, and so the excessive moisture really doesn't have a lot of impact on them. The only time it does have an impact is when we actually have a real flooding or washout situation. And obviously that Oroville situation is in that category. But as far as I know, there are no significant vineyards that are threatened by that at this time. But, you know, we'll keep an eye on it. You know, it's just one of those things, as more rain is scheduled here in Northern California, you know, I know we were complaining about a drought, but I'm not sure that we had to break it all in 1 year, but it looks like we're going to break the drought in 1 year.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's about 100. I'm just looking online here, about 180 miles north. So hopefully we'll be in good shape. As always, thanks for the great content, Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will be chatting about the Orange County Wine Society. They've got a big event coming up. We'll chat about that with their director. And we're also going to talk about home prices rising. Is that true? Rules for lending money to family and friends. And Southern California basketball, high school sports. Got a lot still to cover. You're on the radio. You can reach me anytime, off-air number, 800-306-1990. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home?
If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. You'll get the true equity position of your property, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Prop news about rising prices for homeowners is the subject of today's real-time real estate segment. Been a lot of talk about home prices and if they are accelerating too quickly. As we mentioned before, in areas of the country, seller supply homes for sale cannot keep up with the number of buyers out looking for a home, which has caused prices to rise. Great news about rising prices, however, is that according to CoreLogic's U.S. Economic Outlook, the average American household gained over $11,000 in equity over the course of the last year, largely due to home value increases. I'm going to post a map. Think about this one. June 2015, June 2016, according to CoreLogic, California home prices rose on average $29,000. With a median household income of about $55,000, $29,000 is like having another half an income come into your house. Think about that concept. What's that mean to you? What's that mean to your family? Just a thought for you. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So we had a good chat with Robert Mott a minute ago, and we're learning quite a bit about what's going on in the world of wine and from a little bit of a technical side. Now we can have some fun with wine from the consumption side. I wouldn't say I'm an expert at consumption, but if you've seen me and those of you watching us on Ron Siegel Radio, you can tell I have beaten anorexia. So I do chat about that concept. Let's talk about wine consumption and a great event coming up. We've got the director of the Orange County Wine Society with us, Liz Corbett. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about what is the Orange County Wine Society. I guess is the place to start. Usually is at the beginning.
It actually started a long time ago, 41 years ago, as a matter of fact, by a group of people who enjoyed consuming wine and a number of winemakers. And they decided that they needed a venue that they could learn more about wines and educate each other and others. So they formed the Orange County Wine Society. And ever since then, we've been a membership of right now, currently 1,012 people, and we put on events for our members we have a big event for the public. We also run the commercial wine competition for the OC Fair and Event Center, That's happening in June, where commercial wineries can submit their wines for judging by winemakers. There's no entry fee, and all they need to submit is 6 bottles of each entry. And our judges are such as we've had Mitch Constantino, Marcello Monticelli of Gallo, Justin Weibel, who will be at our wine extraordinaire that's coming up, Tim Mondavi, Nils Venge, John Parducci, a number of well-known names in the industry. And the commercial competition is run, as I said, in June. The wines from the commercial competition that are left, since they submit 6 bottles, are featured at the courtyard at the fair each year. And we serve their award-winning wines so people can taste them. And we serve the non-award-winning wines also. And then we have other events for our members, such as wine programs, mini wine tastings.
Big wine tasting.
Well, the members want to judge the wines too and give their own perspective between our membership.
Well, the beauty of what I understand, at least in times past, was that one of the things with the wine at the fair is the people that are pouring it are the membership.
Yes, we're all volunteers there.
But they're trained.
We have to be TIPS trained per the state.
What does TIPS trained mean?
It means that you have to know how to gauge the level of consumption of people and their intoxication and make sure that they are safe and they can walk away from this event and not have any accidents.
I like that idea.
We protect them. We do. And it takes 300 volunteers to run that courtyard.
What, 300 volunteers?
During the fair, correct.
And how many people come through there to sample wines? Do you have any idea about that?
We have hundreds of thousands of people that come through, and we get to meet and talk to each and every one of them. It's so much fun.
And who are some of the type of people, the guests that are the membership? I mean, obviously it's not young people, right? Because you have to be over 21.
Exactly. We range from 21 into the 90s. We have people who have been there. My husband and I have been members for 36 years.
Wow.
It's an amazing group. We have people from all walks of life that bring their knowledge and their desire to learn to our events.
Okay, so now I got a problem here, Liz. I got to have you help me with this.
What's that?
My idea of wine is I want to enjoy it. I want to, try something a little different. But knowledge, I have to study? Is there an entrance exam or something here?
Entrance exam. You just bring yourself in front of us, and we'll show you what's open to you. And people think they have to spend a lot of money on wine. That's so not true. It's all about what you enjoy. You might not enjoy that $100 bottle of wine, but
I haven't found too many that I don't enjoy that are $100 a bottle.
But you might enjoy that one that's just $15.
Right, absolutely. And it's all about what you like anyway. What's the cost to join the society?
The Wine Society, we charge $40 for a single membership for a year and $60 for a dual membership. And that gets you into all of our events. You have your newsletters every month. And you're volunteering a lot. We do ask our members to help us, as they're going to help us on our wine extraordinaire.
Now, I went to one of the events many, many years ago. One of the membership events, and I was a guest there, so I have no clue what it cost at the time. But one thing that I did notice was people went home with a lot of wine, right? Not open bottles. There was no open bottles leaving. But the members actually went home with quite a bit of wine. They ended up getting probably more than their membership cost in wine at these monthly events.
Most definitely. They help us, as I said, they volunteer and they help us with sorting the wines, getting them ready for the competition, and with numerous things and at the competition. And so afterwards, after the judges, the winemaker judges, do their judging. Afterwards, we close the doors for that night and we invite our members to come back into the steward area and they can taste the wines that were poured to the judges. They were double blind bagged and double blind tasting. And so then after they taste a little bit, we put them in the corners for a minute and we say, okay, now you can go out and pick one bottle or you can pick in two bottles. And we do this until the wines are gone and they go home with our members.
Nice.
Beautiful wines.
that's the part I remember, that it was a very enjoyable event. So tell me a little bit about this wine extraordinaire that's coming up.
Oh, this is an exciting event that we've been holding. This is our 36th wine extraordinaire. And it'll be held at the OC Fair and Event Center in the hangar. Many of you have seen that building when you go to the fairgrounds. It's on March 26th. It'll be from 12 to 4. We have a VIP hour that's from 12 to 1 o'clock, where you'll get to meet our guest VIP. It's Vince Ferragamo, who's also a winemaker.
Right.
And former Rams quarterback.
Right.
He lives in the area here. We're real happy to have him. You also get to meet the winemakers one-on-one, because the VIP hour is limited to only 150 people. Our total attendance expectance is 1,000 people, and we're expecting 85 to 100 wineries. We'll have local restaurants there also, so you can taste their offerings, and local vendors. We'll have an opportunity drawing of wines donated by these winemakers that are coming.
Nice.
Exactly. And the silent auction baskets with donations from people in the community and in the winery industry.
So how do we get more information about all this?
You can contact me, or you can go online at wineextra.org. That'll have all your information about the event.
Wineextra.
And tickets.
Okay, perfect. We're going to try and get somebody to put that right on our Ron Siegel Radio Facebook page.
Thank you.
So that we can make sure that everybody knows 1,000 people over there.
1,000 people. And we're still looking for sponsorships and contributions for our silent auctions if people want to donate.
So anybody,
tax deductible.
There you go. And if you're an Uber driver, that would be the March 26th at 4 o'clock. There'll be a surge pricing going. So make sure you're over there to make sure you get all the wine drinkers home safely. Love
Thank
that
you.
Idea.
Thanks.
Great
I
information.
See you there.
When it wined, how could I miss it? And no H in that wine. Just remember that part. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, time for how do we go from drinking wine, talking wine, discussing wine to high school sports? There's got to be some sort of correlation there. We'll figure that out, but we're going to do that anyway. Manny Alvarez is back with us to talk about basketball playoffs. Love it. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. So today we got the Word on Wealth segment, and that's being brought to you by our friends over at Processing for a Cause. One of the things I feel so blessed to be able to do on Ron Siegel Radio is I get the opportunity every day to try and chat with folks. And there's a lot of people that I know that have businesses. You may know somebody with a business as well. And almost every one of them now takes credit cards. Well, think about this concept. You take a credit card and you've got and you're charitable and you look at it and you say, you know something, what would happen if I got a reduction in my for my credit card processing, and then on top of that, 20% of those fees that are collected can go to the nonprofit organization of my choice. Think about that. You get to give to charity, save money, and have a good feel for yourself or doing well for somebody else. Think about that concept. That's what Processing for a Cause is all about. So if you do have that business, obviously I like to throw some sort of a charitable organization with a lot of the things that we do. But think about this concept. We were just talking about the Orange County Wine Society a minute ago, and it is a nonprofit organization. If you enjoy drinking wine, which I know many of you do, like I do, and you have a business that takes a credit card, you can actually designate them as the recipient of 20% of your credit card processing fees, and it'll cost you absolutely nothing. In fact, you're going to save money. Processing for a Cause, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the folks over there, and you can learn about more about what they're doing over there. But I thought one of the things that this time of year that comes up all frequently is, you know, people have a little bit of a tough time with money, and how do we cover our money? And so I thought maybe we could talk about some rules for lending money to family and friends. First rule, don't. Well, I shouldn't say that. Number one, make it official. Get a promissory note of some sort. Have a plan. How are you going to get that money repaid? Look beyond the loan. Get everybody on board on the loan. And most important, I'm going to throw this one out there right at the very end. Be ready and willing to forgive. It's money. It's not more important than your family. It's not more important than your friends. So just have a plan with it. Don't lose family. Don't lose friendships over something like that. Just my personal opinion. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our friends over at Processing for a Cause. Speaking of for a cause, I always enjoy the idea. We've had Manny Alvarez has come in before. Change the name of your company, huh, Manny?
We did. We got bought out and couldn't compete with Orange County Register, so we went all SoCal.
You couldn't compete with the Orange County Register?
Well, you guys are honest, though. Well, I shouldn't say that because I'm not a big fan of the Orange County Register. So so you're the SoCal Sidelines, huh? Is that it?
Yeah, SoCal Sidelines cover all of Southern California. Right now we have the CIF LA City Section Playoffs and the CIF Southern Section Playoffs. Next week is San Diego Section. So we're going to be pretty busy next 2 weeks.
Okay, so give me some highlights. We're talking basketball now, or are you doing, do you do all of the sports?
Right now, I am currently doing basketball. Baseball is right around the corner. Our main sport is softball. Our softball guy has got a whole bunch of stuff ready to go for the preview.
Love right that. Now. Your main sport is softball.
Yeah.
Interesting, because that's a ladies' sport, right?
Yes. Our
Wonderful.
Our writer used to write for Register for a long, long time. And he started OC Sidelines, now we're SoCal Sidelines. So you've got a lot of knowledge, a lot of connections with softball. So it's been our bread and butter. But basketball, we've been going a lot, as well as football, and hopefully baseball will be the same.
Nice, nice. Okay, so which do you cover the most?
Basketball, that is my main one. It's the one I'm known more for. So.
And that's where I've watched you most frequently on the basketball arena.
Exactly.
So... Give me the rundown. What do we got going on?
Well, the playoffs start today from Division One, AA to Division Six. The Open Division starts on Friday.
Okay, you got to help me out because I'm really really slow.
It's all right.
Division One means what, and Open Division means what?
So One AA, what basically Division Six is all connections. So Division Six is all like the smaller schools, you know the.
Okay. So that's how they break them down, is by size.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as you know, either through competition or through size of the enrollment, they move up. I know Canyon, which is down the street, is in 1A, which is the second highest division. The Open Division, however, they put the 16 best teams in the Southern Section and put them all in a bracket. I coined the phrase a couple of years ago, it's Division of Death. You don't want to be in the Open Division because you're just going to get clobbered in there.
Wow. Now, is there any special... Are they going to get anything better or not better as far as reward if you're in Open Division? Is there better scholarships, better scouting, anything like that?
People really just kind of put their focus on the Open Division. So I know for a college recruiter or a scout, they're going to look at the Open Division a lot more than 1A, 1AA, 2AA. Because now you're not facing, you know, like Canyon takes on, you know, ML King of Riverside tonight. Instead of looking at that game, they're going to look at Esperanza, Santa Margarita, Modern Day versus Crossroads, you know, Sierra Canyon, Heritage Christian. They're going to look at the big games and see how good are you against these Division I type players. Media is going to be focused on that as well. So
are you going to one of those games, or to an open game, or are you going to be at something more regional?
Well, tonight, there's no open division games tonight.
Okay.
So today's all the other divisions.
So there's no competition for those kids. As far as from the media side, they're not competing for media coverage against open division games.
Not necessarily. I mean, obviously the main ones are going to be open, but people are still going to look at the other divisions.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
There's a lot of good teams that are just kind of struggle maybe because of injuries or the kids transfer to Seattle the first 30 days, so they're missing their star guy. So they'll struggle and they just don't have enough wins or the schedule isn't strong enough to get in there. Example, you know, Esperanza, they're in the open division. They only lost one game this year.
Wow.
And I'll be at Santa Margarita on Friday. They'll be taking on Esperanza. That's going to be a great game. One game I wanted to go was Modern Day and Crossroads. Crossroads' best player is Sharif O'Neal. His dad is Shaquille O'Neal. Modern Day has a big kid named Bobo. His dad is the late NBA great Manupal, the 7'7" kid, guy from the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be a
game. So why don't you go into that one?
Modern Day is strong and deep. I mean, if you know anything about Modern Day, basketball and football, they're two big time sports. So that's going to be just an easy one for Modern Day, where Santa Margarita and Esperanza, it's still kind of a...
So Modern Day is playing Crossroads.
Yeah.
And you're saying it's going to be easy for Modern Day to win that game?
Yeah. Modern Day is expected to be, you know, since last summer, everyone's been talking about the Final Four in the Open Division. Everyone's been talking about Sierra Canyon, Chino Hills, which made headline news this week, Modern Day and Bishop Montgomery.
Wow.
And so everyone's thinking that these four are going to get in. Hopefully no one spoils that. So they're expecting to win the first round game.
So which is the game that Shaq's child is playing on?
Crossroads.
So he plays
on Modern Day.
So he plays for Crossroads and he's not expected to win.
Now, the great thing about the Open Division is once you get in the Open Division, you're automatically in the state playoffs, which is right after the section playoffs are done.
So all 16 teams there go?
They'll all go in. And then if you go 0-2 in the Open Division, because if you lose, you go to the consolation ranking. So if you go 0-2, you're in the Division II state tournament. And then it just kind of works on how you do.
Okay, so you gave us the final four for the Open Division. So give me some of the other teams to watch in some of the other divisions.
You know, I was looking at, since, you know, we talk about Orange County every now and then, you know, I do have, you know, Saddleback Valley Christian winning their division. I believe it's 2A. So many divisions, I kind of get lost.
That's okay. None of us are going to know if you're right or wrong anyway.
Yeah.
Liz, you checking him on these things?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Edison, you know, they've been in the finals the last 2 years, lost both of those finals. Their team's is pretty loaded and deep. I have a feeling third time's a charm, they're going to win theirs. Buena Park was a game short for the finals. They'll make it back, but they'll lose. I got them losing. Bolsa Grande, I feel they're pretty good in their division. They'll make the finals. I have them losing too. They're a brand new school.
Okay, now wait a second, Manny. We got a problem here. You're giving us everybody that's going to lose. Who's going to win those games?
Like I said, so many teams.
So Bolsa Grande, they're going to lose in the finals. Who are they going to play?
I believe they play Workman.
Okay.
Of City of Industry. I just passed around here. City of Industry. Oh, yeah, Workman. So they would probably take them. That's my prediction.
Okay.
Well,
that's all we can talk about is predictions, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to Vegas on this, are you?
No. I tell people they're going to win by 2.5 points, and they think you know, I have Saddleback Valley Christian taking on Rancho Mirage in the finals. People wondering if I have Rancho Mirage because I have deep connections with them. I know the coaches and a couple of players and the parents pretty well there. But that team's really good too. You know, they've only lost three games. I think 125. Great team there. Villa Park will be a game short. You know, they have a great team, and the problem is their best player couldn't play this year. He was ineligible. He repeated his freshman year, didn't play any sports his freshman year, and he repeated. So he used up all his academic semesters, so he wasn't allowed to play this year.
Wow.
So very heartbreaking. Very good kid. And he transferred from an L.A. school. So normally if you can't play, there's, you know what, I'm going to go back to L.A., hang out with my friends. And instead, he stayed at Villa Park and just hung out with the students and hung out with his team. So he was a really good kid, you know, and just stayed there. Really respect that kid, but that team is still really good. And I have a feeling I'll go to the semifinals. I know Canyon, a couple of years ago, they're in the state tournament twice, the CIF champions twice. They struggled a little bit last year, very young team. They're still young this year, but a lot better. They're starting to mesh at the right time.
That's the one you got to give me the handicap on, because otherwise I can't go home.
Yeah. you know, they take on King, Martin Luther King High School of Riverside. Very good program, a very good tradition there. So they got to face Jordan Robinson. I know Canyon's got another Jordan in there on the team, Jordan Holden, his brother Lucas Holden, A.J. Perry, Justin Lyles, whose brother Austin Lyles played at Orange Lutheran.
Who's going to win that game?
I got Canyon in a squeaker. That's going to be a close one.
Canyon in a squeaker. Okay, so I guess I'll be able to get in the car today. Mitchell won't be ready to...
And I won't get a call from you. I have Canyon going all over the quarterfinals. I'm feeling they'll lose there to Harvard Westlake, who I have winning Division 1A.
Okay.
That team's deep. I saw them play at the Rancho Mirage tournament. They have one of the best dunkers in Southern California, so I just think it's going to be too tough. That team should have been in the Open, but they missed out, and now they get.
So they're happy about missing out.
Yeah, there's a couple teams. Edwanda, I spoke to the coach, Mike. You're in the bubble for the Open, you know, and he's like, I don't think our team's ready for the Open. Like, now they're going to play Beverly Hills, which I was going to go to, but I'm not sure on the traffic. Beverly Hills has an NBA kid, Ron Artest III. His dad was Metta World Peace or Ron Artest. I don't know which name he's picking these days. Plays for Lakers.
He goes by a different name every year.
Yeah. I know Colonel DeMar's in Division 1A with Canyon. Their best player is DJ Rodman Jr. His dad is Dennis Rodman. And I've seen Dennis at a couple games. He misses a couple, so I'm not sure where he's at. We don't never know what Dennis and his little.
You're never gonna. You're not gonna. If he's there, you're not gonna miss him.
Yeah. But, you know, it's so so much talent here in the Southern section. And the L.A. City section starts as well. Birmingham's a great team. Fairfax, Westchester. But a lot more teams, a lot more competition in the Southern section.
Great information. And so it's all getting – the second season for some of these sports are starting right now.
Yeah,
playoffs.
Yeah, the second chance. So, you know, if a team struggled during the season, they had someone hurt. Now they're 100%. I know Fairfax lost their star guy, and he came back just in time. And the last 2 weeks, he started seasoning up, and now he's ready to go. Chino Hills.
Should I put you on the spot, though, Manny? Here's going to be the tough question. I don't know. I might be able to stump you on this one. Who's going to win the softball championship?
I'm a baseball guy.
Okay.
softball guy. You know, our writer, Carl Sayers, is going to be covering the tournament this weekend at Peralta Park.
Well, that should be fun. So if you've got nothing to do or want a great time, go out to Peralta Park. That sounds like that should be – the softball, I don't know how those girls hit the ball because they're pitching pretty fast.
They are. And, you know, the mountain's closer. You know,
right.
There's no little mountain on top. It's
– yeah, you're right there. I mean, that just baffles me. But great information. We're going to follow Manny. I get it. I understand that there's a lot of tweeting that you do.
Oh, yeah. We're big on the tweeting world.
That's what I hear. And I'm not going to give out your phone number because Mitchell will probably be texting you the whole night, so you won't be able to. Great information. Be sure to set that first button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Again, to meet any of our guests or to call me, you can call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.